The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 8th of April, and 7:05 in the morning, right here with Carl and Linda Bott in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monday. The news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's at the boards,
good
making
morning.
All the right decisions. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just
good.
Busy.
Good. Is there any special days out there?
Yes, there's a National Zoo Lover Day.
Zoo Lover, okay.
Zoo Lovers.
I can
and
go with
also,
that.
There's a short reminder for me. If you're around your family or around your lovers, your parents or your kids, just remind them that you love them.
Yes.
That's
and
what I want to say.
Christina just had a loss in her family, and that's a special day that should be every day. Remind the people around you that you love them and, you know, stay in touch, those kind of things. And that is so important because people leave early. They leave us early, or it may not even be early, but still it's important they know they're loved. Today, sunny with a high near 73. Tonight, clear. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 80. Wednesday, a high near 82. Yeah, it's looking good. And Thursday, a high near 80. So we've gotten right into spring. But however, Friday, even though it's going to be partly sunny, there's a chance of showers after 11 a.m. and a chance of showers Friday night and Saturday morning. So enjoy all of this. And it's still going to be a good week. And then Sunday, and then Monday, it's sunny again with a high near 67. So the weather looks really good here for this week, and the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. The Kenny family have been in business 25 years, providing just outstanding customer service because, you know, all the propane comes out of one tank, you know, someplace. So it comes down to customer service, and their customer service is just noteworthy. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a locally owned, locally operated company. It's a veteran-owned company. So you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. And I should have put down the shade a little bit further because it is the sun when it's coming up like this or it reaches this point in the sky. It is a killer. Eclipses today. And if I could see my screen of my computer because of this. Okay. Now, it's going to be today, and we can actually see it, parts of it. We can see a partial eclipse. We will not see the full eclipse because it's down in Texas, and it's only like a 150-mile swath that you can see the total eclipse. And it starts in Texas, and it heads east from there in an arc. So a partial eclipse will start around 10:20 today. And with the maximum partial eclipse visible about 11:18 a.m. At that point, about 30% of the sun will be obscured by the moon. And it'll end around 12:15. So, now, and it goes from Texas to Maine when it totally the sun totally eclipses. Now, some myths and misconceptions of how you can watch the eclipse and, quote, safety, but it's not. So here's some things you shouldn't do. Here's myth number one. It's okay to look at the sun for just a minute or two. Nope. Never look directly at the sun or it can cause permanent eye damage. And this is from an eye expert who treats eye damage and grayness in vision and all this. So don't look directly at the sun for just a minute or two. Oh, it can't hurt. Yes, it can. Looking at the sun without proper eye protection during a solar eclipse can cause eclipse blindness or retinal burns. He acknowledges, however, that for a very brief period during a total solar eclipse, when it's safe to remove your glasses, the only time you can do that when the whole sun is blotted out. And even then, you should do it cautiously. Okay. It's safe to look at the eclipse through your smartphone. Watching a solar eclipse on your smartphone can put you at risk of accidentally looking at the sun when trying to line up your camera and stage a perfect shot, Todd warned. And it's also possible it could damage your smartphone camera. That's just what you need, is to burn out your camera. Thinking it's safe to use your camera's viewfinder is another common misconception. Looking at a solar eclipse through the optical viewfinder of a camera can damage your eyes in the same way looking at the sun directly can. Take the time to preview the guidelines in advance to ensure that you are properly prepared if you're trying to take photos. Eclipses, here's myth number three, eclipses emit harmful rays that can cause blindness. That is not true. If you're using proper eye protection and practicing caution, you can safely experience a solar eclipse, which we've done. We did right here in Reading, I don't know, a decade ago when it hit. However, if you got any questions, look it up online and just see things you can't do. But one thing, don't look at the sun. I mean, you wouldn't look at the sun anyway. So, okay. Now, went up to Cedarville this weekend for our annual Belden Squirrel event. Or, as we call it, squeak shooting. This is when the city of Cedarville has the annual Squirrel Festival, where people come in from a lot of surrounding areas and other places in the state. So they're up there to help eradicate the Belden squirrel population. Why? The Belden squirrels carry bubonic plague, other diseases. They tons and tons and tons of alfalfa. They have their burrows everywhere, and then badgers will come and dig up the burrows, so now you've got big holes out there. And just the burrows themselves can have cattle step into them, break their leg. When they're trying to harvest the alfalfa, it can break the threshing machines as they're coming through. Now, in Modoc County, and I think parts of Siskiyou County, they can poison the squirrels. And I will have to admit that we're not seeing squirrels like we used to. So we go to this one man who has organic fields, and he asked us to come out. The weather was in the 30s. The wind was blowing. Snow was coming down at times. So I can tell you that this year, there are plenty of squirrels left for next year. We did not have our regular shooting days out there, where the squirrels were running around and happy because they were running farmers' alfalfa fields, and it wasn't like it. Now, did we have a great time? Yes. Why? You're outside. Even if you're not shooting, you're outside. You're in nature. We stay at the Surprise Springs Hot Springs Hotel, where every room's got a mineral water spa that comes right out of the ground, because that whole area is famous for its real hot springs. In fact, the Native Americans used that area during the winters to put their camps in because the water was warm, the ground was warm, and we went out one day and hunted for arrowheads. There's just tons of arrowheads out there, obsidian arrowheads. There was, and we found a few of those. So it was a good time. It was relaxing. It's just we don't have a hot tub, but to sit in one for 30 minutes, which is about all I can take, just in warm water, hot water, and it's like 35 degrees out, so you get the steam going and all this. So that was our weekend, and I'm sure there was more to it, but Linda won't be here till 8 this morning. And she could tell you more, I'm sure, about specifics. But a day of attempting to go out and help settle the squeak population a day of that without even shooting, or shooting 30 times in 6 hours, is still better than sitting on your couch during the weekend. And Christina's looking at me really strange because she doesn't know what we're talking about. That's okay. I'll explain it during the break. Okay. It is time for a break. And there's a Anne Marie will be coming on and telling us everything that's going to be happening on our community calendar. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's locally owned. It's got a local board of directors. They have been open for over 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 on California Street, 1 on Hartnell Avenue, and 1 in the newest branch in Cornerstone on Ventura Street. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
So you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine. A drive-in movie. Cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
as we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling about, Lynn will be in about 30 minutes. Gosh, today, the 8th of April, 720, it's going to go all the way up to 73 today and be sunny. Hey, this segment is the community calendar, and it's brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane. Right here in Reading, you can reach them at 530-224-2345. And Anne Marie's on the phone. Let's rock.
Morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Carl. Well, the biggest topic this week has to be the total solar eclipse taking place today. There will be a watch party at Turtle Bay later this morning, starting around 10:30 a.m. outside the museum area. There are also places online that will broadcast the event. NASA, for example, will broadcast the total solar eclipse. You can find NASA on Facebook, and there is an upcoming event link that can be used. NASA TV will also be running it, and you can find the link on YouTube. And online, you can also visit nasa.gov for a link to view the 2024 total solar eclipse. This week is National Library Week, running April 7th through 13th. Now, National Living Donor Day is April 11th, along with National Submarine Day and National Pet Day. Wear purple on April 15th to show your support to our military kids on Purple Up Day. Just a few dates to note this week. Among the many worthwhile themes, April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office is doing a denim drive in effort to support local survivors. Donations needed include new jeans for men and women and new jean jackets for both. Donations can be dropped off at the Shasta County DA's office, located at 1355 West Reading Street in Reading, through April 24th. They are also encouraging everyone to wear denim jeans on Wednesday, April 24th, in honor of International Denim Day. For more information, visit the Shasta County District Attorney's Office on Facebook. The month of April is also Limb Loss Awareness Month. Look for the annual Amputee Awareness Walk to take place this Saturday, April 13th, at the Sundial Bridge. The walk will begin at 10 a.m. Wheelchairs, walkers, and other assistive devices are encouraged, and this is an awareness walk at your own pace. Water will also be provided. The walk will begin on the Turtle Bay Museum side of the Sundial Bridge. And look for the Sundial Bridge to light up orange on April 12th and 13th in honor of Limb Loss Awareness Month. To register for the walk or for more information, call 530-243-4500 or visit Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics of Reading on Facebook. Looking for help preparing your taxes? This Tuesday, there will be an AARP tax aid available at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the community room to assist our seniors, disabled, and low- and middle-income folks prepare their federal and state income tax returns. There is no charge for this service, but this is the final week this service will be taking place on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays through April 13th. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For more information, visit ShastaLibraries.org. Wednesday, April 10th, you can check out Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival, 2024, the Year of the Dragon, located at Turtle Bay Botanical Gardens from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. This event will run Wednesdays through Sundays, with a few exceptions, through May 26th. According to the event listing on Turtle Bay's website, the event will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens, giant illuminated displays, themed music and animation, glowing swings and bubbles, food and drinks by Mosaic Restaurant, and much more. Ticket price varies, but Turtle Bay members will receive $5 off each ticket purchased. For more information on the Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival, visit turtlebay.org. On Saturday, April 13th, kids can enjoy the Rev, Rumble, and Roar event at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be big trucks and vehicles for the kiddos to enjoy. The Reading Library, again, is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For more information, visit ShastaLibraries.org. Saturday afternoon, April 13th, the Buckeye Grange, 489, will present a show and shine starting at 3 p.m. at 12508 Lake Boulevard in Reading. If you have a classic car and would like to participate, there is no registration fee. The Grange will also be offering a pulled pork sandwich meal for $10. The meal includes chips and a drink as well, and homemade shakes and floats for $5. In addition, there will be a 50-50 drawing, games, and music to enjoy. Proceeds from this event will go toward their roof replacing fund. For more information, check out the Buckeye Grange 489 on Facebook. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Anne-Marie, thank you so much for your community calendar, which is brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance on Mistletoe Drive. You can reach them at 530-224-2345 for insurance needs. 857 Mistletoe Lane. Okay, thanks a lot, Anne-Marie.
Have a great week, everyone. Catch you next Monday.
You betcha. Now, tomorrow, not tomorrow, next I think it's Wednesday. Let's see what's today, the 8th. Yeah, next Wednesday, up at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, there's going to be a, the burial of Fred Randolph Solante. Fred was the founder and director of the Missing in Americans Veteran Recovery Program, initiated in 2007, just as I was getting back from Iraq. His relentless advocacy paved the way for the Dignified Burial Act becoming law in 2012. And what this means is many of the veterans' cremains are kept in funeral homes or coroner's office because nobody claims them. They would go in there and make a check, and if it was the individual was indeed a veteran, they had permission to then collect the cremains and then bury them with military honors as they rate. Sometimes they'd have 5, sometimes 12 cremains to be buried or situated in the walls, and they would be done with full military honors. So one time they rode from here in Reading all the way to Washington, D.C., to Arlington, and they brought with them 2 Silver Star recipients and a Medal of Honor recipient, a Buffalo soldier, that they had found his grave in the middle of a parking lot. Yes, in the middle of a parking lot. And they, with permission of the family, disinterred him and
he went for the ride on the, and it was all motorcycles heading across America, and more would join in different places until they had their final resting spot. So that was Fred Salanti. That was what he started. He passed, he passed in July. Nope, that's not true. November 7th, I'm sorry, November 7th is when he passed. Anyway, next Wednesday, April 16th, if you have a chance, why don't you go on up to the cemetery with us and say goodbye to somebody that had such a huge impact on our fallen veterans. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go to if you're looking for that special something for your special someone. Voted best in the North State in a record Searchlight polls, but they are. We've been extolling their virtues for 15 years. They were with us from the beginning. It started out with Leonard, who started the shop about 30 years ago, and then Rebecca and Henry bought it about a decade ago. And the customer service is outstanding. Their selection of jewelry is outstanding. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And they have a watch repairman there. They're, you know, like I said, you know, their jewelry displays anywhere from Native American to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces, plus everything all in between is just, you need to see it to truly appreciate it. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with the Homing Pigeon Gang. If you want to count.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Reading Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouthwatering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win! Win, win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Ron, you got to get a mic in front of you, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
thank you, Carl.
7:35 here on the 8th of April. And I just realized something. I have not filed my income taxes, and I'm not going to do them today or tomorrow. So Wednesday, I'm going to run down there and hand my CPA, Rick and Lori Goyne, I'm going to hand him an envelope. Maybe not have an envelope. May just be a folder full of crap. Say, here you go. But they've been doing my taxes for the last 15 years, so they're kind of up on, they know. But I'm sitting there, why didn't I just turn it in? Because the government owes me money. I don't owe them money. I should have been sitting in my drawer. So, hey, but
well, good luck. Good luck, Carl.
Yeah, well, hell. I'm here with Ron Smith and Frank Rose. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning.
One of my favorite guys, one of my heroes. And Ron Smith has got the Homing Pigeon Club, or tell me what it
yes.
is.
Race.
Yeah, I'm actually the president by default, I think, of the Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
Okay.
And you can, if you want to see more about it or hear more about it or read more about it, we are on Facebook, and you just Google Shasta Racing Pigeon Club, and there's pictures, you know, things like we were in the Veterans Day Parade and had a great time doing that. Had a lot of positive input for that. So, anyway.
Now, people don't know this, but, well, a lot of them do because they watch movies. But homing pigeons were used during the wars to get information back. And there's a story about one called G.I. Joe.
I'm familiar with all the ones. Cheramee, G.I. Joe. Cheramee is actually even more famous. And just recently, I figured the Navy had a pretty extensive pigeon corps, and I forget his name. It was anyway, one of their birds flew 198 missions, but they would release these in World War I out of a plane going 175 miles per hour, and they would put them in a paper bag, and because the bag would be ripped up because of the air currents coming out the propellers.
Yeah.
But the birds would be okay, and they would fly to their destination. And this one bird flew 198 missions and saved many, many troops. They were used extensively. And they did this because they couldn't broadcast because the enemy would be able to listen
in. Yeah, triangulate
on
them.
So it was the secret way to do it.
Okay. I wonder how many pigeons it took. No offense.
There was a lot going.
Pigeons it took before they realized, hey, if you just put them in a paper bag, it'll work. Yeah. You know, they threw out the first 10. Oh, that's not working very well. Hey, let's put them in something. Yeah. Okay, that wooden box didn't work at all. Oh, let's just try a paper set. Oh, man, are you kidding me? Yeah. Let's just try it. We got 25 more birds here.
And is it paper or plastic? We know it.
Yeah, well, we know it's not plastic. Okay, now, G.I. Joe saved over 100 British allies during World War II. They were trapped, and they were trying to get to cancel the bombings made by radio and other means. Didn't work. And little G.I. Joe was released with an important message to cancel the bombings. He flew 20 miles back to U.S. Air Support Command base in 20 minutes. It's not bad.
No.
And arrived just as our planes were warming up to take off. So
And he estimated that G.I. Joe, General Mark Clark, saved the lives of at least 100 of our British allies. And he went home. And the only bird or animal in the United States to receive the Dick and Meadow for gallantry in London.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was in... And yeah, there was several. There was G.I. Joe, there was Cherami that have actually been, you know, in fact, Cherami received the Congressional Medal of Honor because she was a U.S. bird. There was a English bird by the name of Patty, and when I was in Ireland a couple years ago, because my wife is Irish and we did the tour of Ireland, the bus driver actually swerved off and he said, "I got something to show you." And it was a big monument to Patty that saved a few hundred English lives. And Cherami saved 300 or 400 American lives because of the similar situation where, but she was,
you don't see her name anywhere in all this. Why?
See what? See what?
I've got all these great things. Jungle Joe, Captain Lederman, Blackie Halligan.
Oh yeah, there was many, and you know, a few of them came to the top, but there was many birds, and they were donated by pigeon flyers, racing pigeon flyers like myself and those in our club, by the fanciers in Europe. Unfortunately, Germany also. But both sides had these pigeon carriers that were, you know, had messages to take back and save. Like Cherami, when she was released, she was shot because the Germans knew, you know, there was three birds shot, and they needed to warn the Americans about a situation, or, you know, the Americans back behind the lines. And the first two were shot and killed. Of course, many of our troops were also killed.
Yeah.
And then Cherami actually made it. She was shot. Her leg was shot off. She had shrapnel in her chest, but she made it 25 miles in 26 minutes, which was amazing. And they were able to save those lives and change the artillery. It was, you could actually Google it and find out more information.
Wow. Okay. Now, for people that don't know a lot about homing pigeons, these are not the flying rats you see around town. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I say flying rats. You know, they're not the ones that come down and steal your popcorn or poop everywhere. These are a special breed.
Right.
They're even different. I mean, their physical structure is different.
Oh, they're quite a bit. I mean, when you look at it, you'd say, well, there's a pigeon, but it's like comparing a thoroughbred horse to a old nag that can hardly walk, you know. So it's they've been bred for speed, for stamina. They can fly 50 to 70 miles per hour for like 10, 12 hours to come home. And they've been used as homing pigeons, carrier pigeons, back as far back as Egypt, 5,000 years ago. Julius Caesar used them when he went to Spain, to Gaul in the Gallic Wars, to tell people back in Rome what was happening, which was necessary for him because he was political. And so anyway, they've been used for hundreds of years. The racing part of it started in the 1800s. I mean, I can go more on how some of the famous families, like the Rothschilds, had a pigeon loft, and they were able to get information across the English Channel through through pigeons. This is when it took a week to get information by carrier, and they found out in things that happened, were able to invest their money because it was like knowing the future, and made a lot of money.
Walt Disney released a flock of homing pigeons as part of the daily ceremonies at Disneyland and Disney World. I don't know if they still do, but they did.
They stopped it, but Disney, they still had the loft there, and they still had a loft of white racing pigeons, and they released them every day as a deal, as part of their ceremony. And Walt Disney had pigeons. I mean, many people have had pigeons, like George Foreman.
George Foreman is a
racing pigeon. Of course, Mike Tyson is too, and we don't mention that as much.
Picasso, Gucci, British royal family. Now, let's get down to where the money is. So people raise homing pigeons, they have a great time like you all do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fascinating. You brought one of your champs in here today.
I have Pretty Girl here.
Pretty Girl. Now, it says here, now I don't know how old the fact sheet is that you handed me, but it says the top national race, Snowbird Classic, awards a purse of $600,000.
Yeah, and that is an old flyer.
Yeah.
Now it's more than that. And there's There's races they call one-loft races where you send babies in and they race them, and it'd be like, well, they call it the racehorse of the sky, you know, the thoroughbreds of the sky. And you have to spend so much to get money in or get a bird into that race. And then last year they, like the one race, the Hoosier race, I think paid out $1.5 million.
That's right, the Hoosier race.
That's the Hoosier race, yeah.
$1.5 million. What was first prize on that?
Well, the prize money went down about 60 places, so the first prize was only about $300,000.
Only.
And it cost about $1,000 to get that bird into the race. Now, there's some big races in Europe. They call it the Barcelona race, which is flyers from England, Ireland, Belgium, Germany, France fly this race, and then the birds have to go in like a fan. The bird that won it like 3 years ago sold on auction, and it was bought back to by a Chinese businessman for $1.9
million. Now, I don't know how old your fact sheet here is. I mean,
it's good. It's a little old, but it's...
Well, here it says the highest priced homing pigeon was sold for $225,000, which is only $1.2 million short.
And that's why that's an older
fashion. Now, why would they... Now, they can breed these, right? Was this for a breeding pigeon?
Yeah.
Or?
they will breed that bird. Sorry about my voice. And they'll probably be getting like 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 per youngster out of that bird. And they can probably get, well, maybe 10, 15 youngsters a year. And they will sell those youngsters. And that, you know, it's good and bad. Our local club, I mean, we win a diploma, 25-cent diploma. And that's, you know, it's bragging rights. And we don't have any money involved in our races up here. But it's fun. And it's a fun... You know, to see what these birds can do.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break right here.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about our local.
But, fantastic.
I mean, who hasn't seen a movie where that at some point a homing pigeon is released to do something? You know, mm-hmm. Robin Hood with Errol Flynn, Maid Marian released a pigeon. But the King John's people were there and shot it down. So but I mean, in so many movies you see this. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm talking Jeff Wurst and his shop. He's been doing this for over 20 years. There's nobody that knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length, Jeff will fix it. He fixed a 10-inch crack on my windshield in 2007, and you still can't see it. That's how good he is. No, I mean, he is really good. Whether it's a car, truck, a RV. I've seen him repairing the RVs with those huge windshields, and he'll go up there and he'll fix chips in them or small cracks. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your safety. For a free inspection and analysis, go down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business, a locally owned, locally run business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I use him too. He's good.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party Friday with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Thank you.
Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today I'm talking to the Shasta Racing Pigeons Club.
And I'm Ron Schmidt, the president of it. And
yep. And Ron is telling us about pigeons. And now, how many people are involved in pigeons up here in Shasta County, North State?
We've actually diminished a little bit. There's probably 15 in this club here, and about 9 to 12 will actually enter the races.
Yeah.
And our first race is this Saturday, and it's a short race. It's a tune-up race. It's only from Woodland, which is 135 miles, and the birds will be home in about 2.5 hours.
Doesn't even warm them up.
No, they won't even be tired. although some of them have been laying around all winter and they need a tune-up.
First of all, let's talk about the pigeons. Their heart, their lungs, their wing structure, all of this stuff, right? It's totally different.
Yeah, the pigeon is an unusual bird. The pigeon and the dove are different than other birds. They actually feed their young by creating a milk in their craw and regurgitating it into their young. And they basically have to have their parents to do that. And they also can drink by putting their beak in the water, and they just suck the water up. But physically, they're just unbelievable. And they've been doing studies at universities around the country with the pigeon, seeing that they can they have an amazing ability to oxygenate. Now, even in my prime, I could run maybe 200 meters, at full speed, and that was it. The pigeon can fly full speed at a sprint for 10 hours, which is phenomenal. And they've been bred for this speed, the stamina. They're very intelligent. Even Time Magazine did an article about 3 years ago saying that the pigeon has an amazing intelligence, and they can notice things. They also have tremendous eyesight. You know, they can see the stars in the daytime. They can hear 10 decibels below what we can hear, and so they can, like, in Redding, if they're up flying, they can probably hear the waves beating at the coast over in Eureka. So they're just an amazing animal.
How do they, okay, they can use the sun and all of this when they're traveling to know where they're at. I mean, how do they do that?
Yeah,
they don't have little GPSs.
They don't, but
they do. It's kind of in your head.
They do have, and I think it mentions in the information, they do have something in their head, their brain, that allows them to feel magnetic currents. They can sort of tell where magnetic north is.
Mm-hmm.
They also use they use hearing and they use sight, but they can go to, I can take them places 100 miles away that they've never been before, in a direction they've never been, and they'll go up and they'll circle two or three times, and then bam, heading straight home.
Yeah, they use
home.
Sun clock, magnetic fields. They can detect earthquakes and electrical storms way before anybody else can because of their hearing. Okay.
Oh, I should also mention, you know, they're also used in search missions in planes out at sea. When we've, you know, we've lost, say, an aircraft went down or they're looking for people lost at sea, they put these pigeons in a little canopy below the plane. It's built for that because the pigeon is tremendously observant. They have to be because they have predators. And they're taught to, when they see something at sea, they'll peck something. And so we've, you know, where a pilot can only pay attention so long, they're constantly attending, and they save many people at sea.
See, I never heard of that before. So they just peck something because they teach them if they see something, they get something to eat.
And they get some food. Yeah, it's
cool.
It's food.
Okay, now, there's going to be these races, but this is the one thing that I want to make sure everybody knows is on April 20th, is it April or May?
Actually, May 25th.
May 25th.
The Los Angeles clubs release in Redding. That's their 500-mile race.
Mm-hmm.
And they will release, you know, once or twice a year there is one of their longer races. They go farther, too. They go up to Hilt, which is their 600-mile race. And they make all that in one day. They're going to be releasing on May 25th, probably at 6 in the morning, at the rodeo grounds near the convention center. And so if you want to see a pretty spectacular release.
You want to see 1,000 pigeons released at one time. They go up in the air, they circle, and then the race is on.
It's on, and then you'll see them head south. They'll go up.
And their birds, our birds, go down there on that truck.
Yeah, then we have an agreement with their liberator, and then we put our crates on the truck, and the truck will head south, feeds them, waters them. Next morning they release our birds in Los Angeles. We call it Lakeview Terrace because it's a place that's up in the high.
490 miles, and then when can you expect them to come back?
Well, the fastest I've ever had is that they were released at 6:25 in the morning, and this is a bird. I didn't name him. His number is 1639. He's still in my lap. He came in trapped. We call it trapped in at 3:41 in the afternoon. I can't even drive it that fast. I mean, if I really try, I might, but it's amazing what he did. And then they started coming in about every 10, 15 minutes
now,
after that.
How do you know when they come in? It used to be you had to be kind of watching them, but now that you've got like, do you have like little
trackers? It's all digital now.
So they're carrying a little digital tracker on their legs.
On their leg. They've got a seamless band which registers them with the AU. On the other side, it's a computer chip band with all their information in it. And then there's GPS readings from each loft, we call it our pin. And also
you can track him? You can track your bird?
We can track it with certain devices. Not all of them because it takes a certain tracking device. And we've done that too, though. Those are $80 a piece, and so we don't have very many of them, but we have tracked them before.
Now, I was told one time the hardest thing to do is that pigeon comes down and lands, but does not walk through the gate.
Yeah,
he just kind of sits there. Looks around, sticks his tongue out at you.
Yeah, we have stories like that. Especially, I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. I had a big break when I was working, but at those days, I didn't know how to train them as well to trap quickly, so they would land on the top of the loft, and my sister would be yelling, "There's a bird there." I said, "I know. I've got to wait till it goes down on the landing board and it's got to come in."
Would you throw feed in there or something? Or
you can do in. Yeah, I whistle when I feed them. My birds now, they usually, I would say from the time I see them to the time they go over, it's a a scanner. By the time they go over that scanner, it may be like 10 or 20 seconds. You know, they know to come
now,
in and trap.
We've got to run here. Now, if anybody's interested more about if you'd like to become part of this, you got time, you know, it's something you might be interested in. How do they do that? How do they get a hold of you, Ron?
Well, the first, I would go on Facebook, and even if you're not a member of Facebook, you just Google Shasta Racing Pigeon Club and go to the Facebook website. And our Gary McCurdy, our treasurer, has been really good. He's very knowledgeable in this and has put together an amazing group of pictures and information. Even you can even see what we did in the Veterans Day Parade. It's pictures and stuff from that.
Okay, so if you need more information, just go to Facebook to the Shasta Racing Pigeons page.
Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
And I imagine when you got to Shasta Racing Pigeons Club, it pop out. But yeah, anyway, for more information, this is really I don't know, to me, it's just remarkable. But we got to run. When we come back, we got Shasta College with us.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
I also think Frank Sinatra sang a song, Come Fly With Me.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Trump says abortion should be left to the states to decide. When it comes to a ban on the procedure, the former president says he does support exceptions for rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is in danger. A senior Ukrainian official is denying Russian allegations that his country's army fired drones at a reactor at Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
The Kremlin's forces have been occupying and running the Zaporizhia plant in southern Ukraine since shortly after the war began more than 2 years ago. The spokesperson for Ukraine's military intelligence agency suggests that there had been no attack, saying Russian forces routinely fabricate strikes on the plant. However, the strikes on this occasion were confirmed by UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency, though it didn't attribute responsibility for the attack to either side. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The best places to view today's solar eclipse, Cody Snell at the National Weather Service says it'll be good.
Particularly from northeast Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and most of Maine. Those places look like a pretty solid lock to be able to see the eclipse pretty crystal clear. Then the other spots that have the best chances are from around central Arkansas to southern Indiana, but those areas will likely have some high clouds, but in that case, the high clouds won't be obscuring the eclipse completely. They'll still be able to see some of it.
And whatever you do, do not look at the sun during any phase of the eclipse without specialized, genuine protective glasses. Looking at the sun with the naked eye or with inadequate glasses could result in serious permanent damage to your eyes. On Wall Street, the Dow 70 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit, and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The military government of Myanmar has started forcing Rohingya Muslims to fight opponents of the regime.
Well, it's pretty shocking and some would say grotesque that the Rohingya people who are not recognized as legal residents of Myanmar and have been subjected to appalling attacks in the past, I mean, the UN categorized it as a possible genocide, are now being recruited in this fashion. They don't have a choice in this, and they've described how they've been sent off for 2 weeks of training, learning how to shoot guns, and were then shipped to go and fight in some really pretty fierce battles. I mean, one man described fighting for 11 days in a battle where he ended up injured in both legs, and he saw other Rohingya neighbors killed.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Sweden has expelled a Chinese journalist, saying the reporter was a threat to national security. Swedish broadcaster SVT reports a 57-year-old woman was arrested in October and expelled by the government in Stockholm last week. News and analysis, townhall.com. A landmark asbestos pollution case about to go to trial in Montana.
Asbestos victim Paul Resch says he remembers playing baseball as a kid on a field constructed from asbestos-tainted vermiculite. It was shipped by rail from Libby, where he lives, for use across the U.S. as insulation.
Probably everybody got exposed to it in the greater area of that plant and what have you. Railroad tracks, everybody, whenever the wind would blow, it would make a little cloud of dust.
A trial is set to begin Monday in federal court after the estates of two asbestos victims sued BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Health officials say hundreds of people died and more than 3,000 sickened from asbestos exposure in the area. Attorneys for the railroad deny responsibility. I'm Julie Walker.
And watching Wall Street, the S&P trading 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 8th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's in there running everything.
Good morning.
Does it feel good to be in charge?
It's just good to be here.
Oh, well, it's good that you're here. We like it.
I always love to be here.
This is National Tell Somebody You Love That You Love Them Day.
Oh. And it should be every day.
It should be every day. Okay, weather. Wow. Is it going to be beautiful this week, starting with today with a high near 73 and sunny? And this goes on till, gosh, Thursday night with the highs of 80 and 82. Tomorrow, 80. Wednesday, 82. Beautiful nights. And then Thursday night, partly cloudy. And maybe a chance of showers Friday after 11 a.m., but still partly sunny. And then Saturday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 62. And Saturday night, a slight chance of showers. But Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. So, but it's going to be a beautiful week this week. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. I've been there for 25 years, giving just outstanding customer service. They're good people, the Kenny family. They do a lot for our community. They won an award for hiring veterans here in the North State. So that tells you something they do. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, and like I said, locally owned, locally run. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And if it's the second Monday of the month, it must be Shasta College. And I'm here with Peter Grace. Peter, you can use this until Linda's here. I thought Linda was going to be here by now. So.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, it's turning on. Okay, try again.
All right. Good morning, Carl.
Oh, good morning. Now, you always bring in a interesting, what's the word I'm looking for? Crew? Posse?
All the above.
All the above. And today we're going to be talking about what?
Well, we have our Community Ed and Business Training Center, our BTC group, here with us.
Cool.
Lori Berry is the director. And this is, you know, we've had them on before, and we had just a phenomenal time, like we usually do. But the hour just sped by, and so I wanted to have her come back because we have some really fun. We talked about a lot of the trips last time. She has some really incredible trips. She's got, if anybody's planning their summer, if they got their Community Ed catalog in the mail, wow, does it have a lot of great programs in it that Lori went through and helps to curate and put together.
Wow.
So, yeah, this will definitely be an hour to remember because there's a lot to cover, and so we're excited to have her here with us.
Okay. All right, let's rock. And also with us is Carolyn Ogilvie, who is also a main part of the travel side of it. And we're going to be talking to her. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
I'm fine, darling. We've known Carolyn and Ted Ogilvie many years. And they are just, well, she is just a sweetheart and an angel because he's such a jerk. So, no.
Sometimes, maybe.
Nah, well, you know, just close personal friends just love you guys. My kids love you guys. Okay, past that, let's get to work. Okay, Lori Berry, Director of Community Education in the BTC. Let's just start with, what is community education? How about that?
Okay, sounds good. Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having us today. Community education is the program where people can take classes that are short-term, that are workshops where they can learn new activities, new hobbies, special skills. It's professional development, but it's personal enrichment. And it's for lifelong learners, those who don't want to go to school for an entire semester, don't need college credits, but they want to keep learning new things. And so this is the avenue for them where they can meet people of like interest and just have fun taking new and interesting classes.
Yeah, okay. Now, these are things like computers.
Yes, we have a variety of computer classes that we offer, which are especially nice for those who want to maybe upskill in their current employment. These work well for individuals that just need to build their skills to increase potential in their job, or if they're out in the job market and they need to increase their computer skills, then they can come and get some training, and then that helps them in their job search as well.
I see these Excel, must know Excel, and I'm thinking, yeah, how hard can that be? But then I realize I don't use Excel. I'm not sure what I'd use it for. But it looks like because I don't know enough about it, you can use it for everything.
Yes, yeah. Spreadsheets, tracking. We actually did some trainings down at our Tehama campus with a couple of companies in Red Bluff who wanted to upskill their employees in that particular area. And so we actually put together some special classes for them so they could actually get the training they needed for people to use that skill on the job.
Okay, so what are some of the other choices we have in here for the community education? I mean, I've got the cheat sheet in front of me. But, okay.
So we have some of our most popular are our day trips and our travel.
Yes.
And that's where Carolyn's going to expand on that for us.
Okay.
Well, I would also talk about their dance.
The dance there's couples, class?
Yeah. They have dance classes that they offer for singles and couples. So that's a neat thing for adult education if you don't have a place to go anymore. The college has it for you.
Beginning two-step. Okay. Wow. Starts March 7th, which was yesterday.
Yeah. It was a while back. But they have them all the time in their community ed. So I really like those. I'm with Lori. I would really like to upgrade my Excel, Word. So the computer classes are really nice for people that are working, and you might not use it all the time. So it really helps you expand your skills.
Oh, sure. And, okay, tell me a little bit about this. I mean, is this a – you don't have to be a student there, right?
That's correct, and that's an excellent point. We get that question all the time. If they have to be a registered student at the college, they do not.
Okay.
You
just sign up, and how much do the classes cost?
They're really inexpensive, relatively. They could range anywhere from $35 to $150. So it's a wide range, kind of depending on the topic and the length of time the class is held.
Beginning two-step. Oh, I wish I'd had that one.
That's one of our most popular dance classes.
I mean, I can two-step. But when you get to anything like a move where you swing somebody, that's it. Watch out. Here we go. Okay. Some other classes. Now we're going to talk about this after the break, but the day trips. And Carolyn told us about these, I don't know, last year or something. And they just sounded great. And then you've also got fitness classes, nonprofit management. Well, hell, we could use that here.
get in shape, get healthy.
Yeah, fitness.
They have a lot of those.
Notary. Gosh. Flagger safety training certification. What I found that this is going to be my job after I retire, whenever that is. I'm going to have a big straw hat on and my little vest, and I'm going to stand there and make $28 an hour telling people to stop.
Well, there you go.
Yep. In preparation for your retirement, you have to take the financial and retirement planning class well.
Where's that?
Right? So that's in there.
Oh.
And then, of course, you know, you buy flowers for your wife, you know, religiously, right?
Yeah.
So they've got floral design as well.
Linda's father, believe it or not, it's a tough old guy, is a floral designer.
Really?
And he had his own hair salon for a while. Part-time, they bought this hair salon. So, I mean, he could do hair. He can do that floral design. He makes beautiful charcuterie trays. Yeah.
Great vegetable trays.
Yeah, and all that stuff. And it's like, whoa. Okay, we got to take a break here. And I'm here with the Shasta College, the Community Education and Business Training Center. We're talking about this one program for community education. It just sounds great. And, you know, people have time for this, and you can, you know, I've got classes going all the time and all these different things. Professional development, nonprofit management, fitness, travel, day trips, dancing, computer skills. My goodness. Y'all are reaching out everywhere.
Yes, we are. We definitely try.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been building her business since 1993, helping veterans, seniors, business owners, families, and has done just a great job. Two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial management, all under one roof. I don't even know. I was talking to somebody this weekend. Yeah, from Humboldt County, not Humboldt, somewhere over there on the coast. And we're talking about insurance, people getting their insurance canceled, not renewed, and the problems people were having. And especially when you're out, and if you're not living just right downtown, though they've done it right downtown in Sacramento and in San Francisco, canceled your insurance. If you want a second opinion, if you want some really good information, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441, 530-221-0441. Set up an appointment. She knows it all. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy with it. So, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, you're locally owned, locally operated right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
So you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April 9th is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine. A drive-in movie. Cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get ready for a full-throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free T-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224. Or 2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Gosh, I have never seen Peter Griggs move that fast. Linda?
Oh, my gosh, look who's here.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, plus the fact they are a teaching hospital with 13 residents. They're going through a three-year program, and they're getting ready to bring on another 10 here this summer. They're the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. There are so many. You know what? 30 seconds is not enough to talk about how good Shasta Regional Medical Center is. I trust Linda there, and she was there for 4 days several years ago and treated extremely well. And that's what you're looking for, is to get in and get out on your own steam, right?
That's
and
right.
And that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, we're here with Shasta College, and we're here with Lori Berry and Carolyn Ogilvy. And we're talking about the Business Training Center and community education. We've already talked a little bit about the community education, but then we get into the day trips.
How exciting.
Linda, you weren't here. I know you're okay.
The day trips. You and I have talked about this before, Carolyn.
I have to tell people where Linda was. Linda was stuck in traffic in Reading, California, was stuck in traffic, and she says, the courthouse. She says, it's unbelievable. I can't get down the street. And I'm sitting there thinking, Reading?
Yeah.
Reading?
It's that time. But anyway, Carolyn, you called me one day and talked about these day trips.
Yes.
And I went through this Shasta College Community Education Flyer, which comes to the house. And they look wonderful.
Oh, the day trips are fabulous. Like, if you've got a mother coming up, Mother's Day is coming in May, plan on going to Fioli Gardens
because
it's a great weekend. Take your mom on a nice bus trip. You don't have to drive. They drive you there. They bring you home.
Is it Fioli or Filoli?
I never say
it. Okay, well, I've been there before.
I know, so it's Fioli.
It's fabulous. And when you used to watch Dynasty.
There you go.
The overhead view of the home was the Fioli house. And they have the most beautiful gardens you've ever imagined in your life. And, of course, Christmas time there is, you know, like another world in itself. It's the Disneyland of Christmases.
There you go.
There you go. The Fioli House. Okay, that's happening in May.
Yes, so the gardens are fabulous. So if you love flowers, that's the place to go. Then in June, we have a trip to Ashland to the Shakespearean play area. And then in July, they're going to go to Alcatraz and visit that. So that is a really neat trip.
Well, tell, just break it down a little bit about June. June, let's talk about Ashland. Maybe you can go from the pamphlet a little bit. Does this include a actual to see a production?
Yes.
And an overnight? Is it an overnight?
No.
Okay.
All, these are all day trips.
Okay.
So this one's the longest day that they've had.
Okay.
So we're leaving in the afternoon, and we won't get back till early morning
okay.
the next
oh.
day. But we are going to see a play. I believe it may be booked, Lori.
Yes, Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh!
We already have the tickets lined up.
Oh, fabulous. I think that really crosses everybody's palate.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah. And then...
A buffet for all tastes.
There you go. And then the one in July, Alcatraz and Pier 39.
Okay.
That's just a fabulous, fun trip. So if you like the pier, you get to go and see all that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you actually get to take a tour.
The ferry over.
You get to take the ferry over to Alcatraz.
What if they put you in solitary confinement?
I'm not sure if they actually put you in a cell. That would be scary.
I
missed it. I got sick last year.
I think they allow you to do that. They go in
there. They used to.
And you can get into a cell.
And you're there, and they say, be quiet, and then you hear the plump.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they could do it anymore. I don't during COVID, I'm sure, no. So I'm kind of curious if they've lifted that. Anyway, go ahead.
I never understood it because when I got in there, there's some guy in there already named Bubba.
Not good.
Not good.
The next thing that Shasta College added last year, they're getting ready to go in October to the
Islands of New England.
Yes, they get to do that.
Are we talking a real trip?
Yes.
Trip.
Yes. These two new ones, they're going to American Music City in September for the 8th through the 15th.
Where's that?
In Memphis.
Oh.
Yes. And so you would call Lori at the Shasta Community Ed at 530-395-8561 to find information out about this trip because the deadline has passed, but they said that there may still be time to get in for Memphis. But the neat one that's coming up is Shades of Ireland. That's going to be October 23rd through November 1st. And we went to one of the free classes about learning about these trips through Colette Travel, and it was amazing. I mean, they cover everything. You get so many breakfasts, a couple of dinners, so you don't have to have a lot of extra funds for these trips. I think they're really reasonable, comparative, but they have it all planned. I would pay for insurance, because then if anything happens, because it's now, we're looking at it, you have till April 24th to book Shades of Ireland and still get in, and like I said, it is in October.
And so this is all through Shasta College.
It's all through Shasta College.
So would we call this like an educational trip?
Well, let me clarify. We have actually contracted with Colette Travel.
Okay.
And they were introduced to us by some of the other community colleges, their community ed programs with the other colleges in California that actually use Colette for their travel opportunities. So we, too, then contracted with them. And so we sit down with them, and they just design all these travel opportunities for our community, and then we advertise them on our portal and in our catalog
I like
and help, you know, bring more opportunity to our community.
I can see a problem. Right here, on one of your trips.
What's wrong?
Especially if Ted Ogilvie and I go, and Ted Leidy.
Oh, the pub.
This is day one, and it ends on day 10. On day 9, you go to Kilbeggan, King's Court, where you go into the Ireland's whiskey territory. The journey brings you to Kilbeggan in the heart of Ireland, where a superb distillery brings whiskey craftsmanship in life and gives you a taste of the final product.
Jay.
And then you're supposed to leave the next day?
Yeah.
Nema, as we would say in Croatia. This should be like number 4. And that gives us 2 days to find Lighty.
That's an excellent point.
Well, and that's the good thing, because Jay, the gentleman from Colette that was talking to us about these trips, he says it's very famous for Guinness. So for all the men out there, they would want to come and do the Guinness thing with him.
Well, let me tell you. I'm not a big beer aficionado, but I do like Guinness beer. I mean, we have beautiful.
Guinness while we were there.
We toured there. We toured the factory, and it was. And they serve it warm, as they do in Europe.
Yeah, warm
beer.
Or
you can get it cold.
Well, what I liked about it is you don't have to, because I'm not a drinker, And he explained, we don't have to do that part of the tour.
Right.
So for all you people that are worried, you don't have to do that part of the tour. They usually have two different tours available on the same day.
Yeah.
Or you can just stay at the hotel, which are four stars?
Yes.
They're four-star hotels.
What's intriguing about this, Carolyn, is that, you know, we've taken the cruise before, and you know, there's so much going on, but this sounds like it's, you know, educational, and you can sit, and while you're going, you're really getting a great insight of the area with the educational aspect of what's going on in the area with a small group from Reading.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Which is wonderful. How many people that go on the trip with, for instance, give me a hypothetical on this.
Well, this is going to be their first one coming up, right, to the...
To Ireland, well, so far we have, I think, about 10 people signed up through Shasta College, for our Shasta College group. But then, you know, what Colette does is they hold 15 seats just for the college, and then there's other travelers that will be going on this trip through Colette. So there might be, you know, 20, 30 people maybe in total, but, you know, we have our specific group.
Now, did the 30 people stick together? I mean, when you go on these tours?
They don't have to, he said.
Okay,
it's
so you can do what you want. Okay. Yes. All right, we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, here are the last two words. Barber shop. Not hair salon. No, barber shop. You know what? It's been there since 1960. Think about that. They've been cutting hair since 1960 in that place. Not all the same people, but it's the same lines of people, like father's sons and all this. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. I mean, I enjoy it. I call them at 530-244-9478 if I want to make an appointment. I just come in on my time, and it works great. Or sometimes when I want to hide from Linda, I go down there and just wait in line. And, you know, they'll say, Carl, there's no haircuts today because they're all booked out. I'll just sit here for a while and read card and chat. Until she calms down. She found out about the new saddle or the new gun or this. And then, but then she usually hunts me down. She knows where I hide. I've only got two spots. Anyway, this is a great place.
Commercial
and
break.
The last thing is man's last stronghold, okay? Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Okay.
So come on out tonight, and we'll leave the others on a ride to paradise. And if you feel alright.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. when our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Donna Summers bringing it on. 8:35 in the morning here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
I have some public service announcements here.
Oh, hurry up. Yes.
Saturday, April 27th at the Wind River Event Center is a Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International's 30th Annual Banquet. I can't tell you what a great time this is. The games, the auctions, and drawings. And I'm telling you what, this is, and Carolyn, you've been there many years.
Oh, I love it.
Is that fantastic, the amount of raffle items and everything?
It's
just
amazing.
Goes on and on and on. Outdoor gear, artwork, hunts, guns, all of it.
Lots of things for ladies.
There is. And so, for more information and get your tickets, go to scireading.org. Now, the other next is the Denim Drive for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. You can bring in new denim, not lightly used, but new denim, down to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office and at 1355 West Street, right down here on Reading, this April, in honor of the 25th Annual International Denim. And on one day, on that day, everybody wears denim. On April 25th, which will be a stretch for me. Night of Champions out at Simpson University, April the 13th. It's coming up fast. The second annual Night of Champions event with the, they're bringing in, they've got a three-time Olympic gold medalist, on the USA softball team will be there as one of the speakers. Pro wakeboarders, pro skateboarders, ambassador skateboards, and it starts at 5:30 when you check in the barbecue. And here's the thing: it's free admission, free barbecue, T-shirt, and prize drawings. And it's, you know, bringing the kids for this, and it shows how they can be world-class athletes. They're having speakers from all over the place. It's Night of Champions on April 13th. Just go to Simpson University's website or give a call to Norm Slosted over at 530-650-1301. April 13th. Okay, that's it. We're here with Lori Berry, who's the Director of Community Education and BTC, the Business Training Center, and Carolyn Ogilvie. We were talking about day trips, but going back to the business, Business Training Center with all the different events that are going on there. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because you may think that it's not for everybody.
Not just old people take classes. Let's go there. It's for everybody.
Right. So that's kind of a
Or Senior Citizens Plus.
Yeah, conception that, yeah, it's just retirees that are, you know, taking these classes. But we have classes that are for every age. So in the summertime, especially when parents are looking for opportunities for, you know, their kids to do something during the summer, we have, like, soccer camps, basketball camps, a volleyball camp that's coming up. That's for middle schoolers and high schoolers. And what's kind of nice about that is we also have aqua aerobics classes in the summer where mom and dad, they can drop the kids off at the volleyball camp and then go take their aqua aerobics classes. And when they're done, they pick up the kids. And so the whole family's had a nice day out there on the campus. We also have like karate classes for youth and adults. So we've often had parents and their children come take the karate classes. We've got the... it's one of the day trips that Carolyn had mentioned is our trip to Alcatraz, and we have families that love to go on the Alcatraz tour. So it's you know, it's always, you know, something for everybody of all ages that families can partake in, and like Carolyn again mentioned, the dance classes. So you can be a single and be partnered with a dance partner there, or come as a couple, and it's a nice date night out. So it's a little something for everybody.
I missed the dance class part.
Oh, it was really nice. They have several different dance classes coming up, and like she was saying, you don't have to have a partner sometimes.
Which is great.
Yeah, so it's nice. Carl was upset. He's missing the two-step.
Yeah,
well, they do it all the time, so it's not just like this one was for March and April. They still have them coming up in other times of the year.
Well, I just want you to know that I'm looking at, because I did live in Nashville and I spent time in Memphis, and this trip coming up where for two people, for $3,200 to be able to fly and to be able to go to the French Quarter and have this trip where, you know, you don't have to drive and park, you're with a group, go to the French Quarter, then you go to Memphis, then you go to Nashville. And you get to go to Graceland, and you get to go backstage, and you get to go to do a bunch of different things that if you were to do this on your own, forget about it. So this is a screaming deal if you wanted to go and do, like, touch on it, do the French Quarters and do Memphis and Nashville. That's fantastic. This is a great deal.
And like you were saying, the flight is included. So the prices you see there, it's an all-inclusive situation. But what's really cool about this is you don't have to drive down to the airport, San Francisco or Sacramento, to catch your flight. They will pick you up here in Redding. So we have a spot on campus where everybody, they can park their car or just be dropped off. And so they have a van that will pick everybody up, take them to the airport, and then bring them home again. And so you don't even have to worry about parking at the airport.
Hotels.
And by the way,
it includes the hotels.
The day trip, like the Alcatraz or the Shakespearean play or the Fiore Gardens, you're picked up or you go down to, down to the college.
Right.
You don't have to worry about driving or anything. You just kick back in the bus, go down, have a great day, and then come back that evening.
Yeah, it's fun because we've had people knitting. I learned how to do some lavender wrap. So it's just a great time visiting because you're not driving.
Right.
You just kick back. Some people take a nap.
Read a book.
You know, yep.
Catch up
everything.
On your reading.
And it's not a college bus. It's a college motor coach.
Lovely.
Reclining seats.
Yes.
Bathroom on board. It's, you know, little TV.
Nice.
It's really comfortable and very,
What a great way to go.
Oh, exactly.
You don't have to worry about gas and
parking and traffic.
Driving in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's wonderful news. And I love that you brought this, Peter. Always you highlight the most interesting things. And we just came in, went away for the weekend and drove through out of Modoc County yesterday and thought, you know, we have the most beautiful college and we have the most beautiful community. We were being grateful, having, you know, gratitude. And so I heard that you guys were on today, and I love the fact that you have this. Always I learned so much with what's going on with the college. So now we talked about dance classes. We've talked about these travels. We've talked about the community center and all the things that people can do over the summer months while somebody may be taking karate and the swimming and so on and so forth. What else do we have to cover?
we have our business training center, as Carl mentioned, where there's a lot of professional development classes and workshops and training programs that we offer to businesses in the community. But it's also the professional development classes are for individuals who are looking to, you know, upskill their technical skills or leadership skills, management skills, you know, people that are wanting to maybe get a promotion with their job, or again, job seekers that are looking to, you know, enhance their skills, make them more competitive in the job market. So the professional development skills are kind of business oriented. But the beauty of it is businesses that have any specific employee training needs, they can actually call us up and we will custom design a training program and take it to their place of business and deliver it to their employees on site. So the employees don't have to try to worry about class schedules, you know, we just schedule around their schedule and it's all customized to meet their training goals.
Well, that's a niche.
It is.
That's very niche. Who came up with that idea?
Oh, we've been doing that. It's a part of EdCode, actually.
All
we've
right.
been doing that for the last 30 years.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing that to the front of our
exactly.
attention.
It's kind of the best kept secret, unfortunately, so we're trying to get the word out that businesses can take advantage of all this training that we have available.
Does the, and you probably just said it, but I was reading your brochures here, so the typical BTC customer, do we address that?
It's businesses and their employees.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
all
business
right.
and their employees.
Okay.
And one of the services, though, that we do offer that you mentioned earlier, the nonprofit management program. So a lot of people have a lot of passion about starting or providing a service in the community in which they live, and they want to start a nonprofit. Our nonprofit management program is from A to Z. It's how to set up a nonprofit, how to get grants for your nonprofit, how to manage the program itself and your board of directors and everything you need to know. So a lot of people that maybe have a passion to start a program to serve their community, then we help them with that.
Do you have a social – well, I'm going to ask you this afterwards, but I'm going to tell you what it is. Do you have social media programs out at Shasta College, like telling people what all these social media platforms are and how to use that? Okay, they don't, those are just kind of like ones you're going to pick up on your own. But as far as things like learning how to use the computer, your actual
upskilling your computer skills.
Right,
Microsoft
right.
Office Suite, those are things that will help in your for your employees and for you.
Exactly.
Especially.
Yes.
How to use a MacBook.
We could use that kind of thing because I've got enough knowledge to be dangerous and to on computers, but I don't have that, you know, like, oh, if you push this button, you don't have to push the other 12.
Mm-hmm.
So
control,
you know,
12 or whatever,
yeah, whatever
it is.
Whatever it is. What in the heck is that?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday's Patriot Day brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts.
Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center will join us. Linda just took off to pick up Buford. Buford had to stay in the kennels, and we couldn't pick him up yesterday when we came in, even though we just passed by it because they're not open on Sundays. But she's over to pick him up and throw him in the back of her car. And then we head over to the horse, pick the horse up, take it down to for its final shoeings in the vet, if you all have been following that. Horse is going to get new shoes and all that. And, you know, we'd love to go on one of these trips, but every time we think about it, we go out and look at the horse. Yeah. Oh, look, that leg was a trip to Ireland. Oh, that leg was a trip to
Memphis.
Memphis. Oh, trip to Greece. You're sitting on it. So, anyway. Okay, I'm here with Shasta College. Y'all don't care about our daily lives. with Lori Berry, who is the Director of Community Education in the Business Training Center, and Carolyn Ogilvie, who is, gosh, one of the strong supporters and advocates for the day trips that Shasta College has set up, and they're just great trips. And, I mean, you don't have to do anything except get on a coach, you know, with the reclining seats and bathrooms and all that, and ride down to wherever you're going and enjoy the whole day and then get a ride back and park there at the college. And on the longer trips, the international trips, you can park your car there for the whole time. And think about that. You don't have to drive to Sacramento. So you've already saved that money. Mm-hmm. And then you've got free parking at the college, and then when you come home, it's a quick trip home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you want to go now?
Well, I want to mention that our catalog comes out twice a year. It is mailed out to 71,000 households throughout Shasta and Tehama counties. And so the catalog comes out, check your mailbox, July 1st, or the first week of July will be our next catalog for the fall classes.
Okay.
And then the first week in January is when the spring catalog comes out. So it'll come to everybody's mailbox.
And let me tell you, you know, we're talking about people can go to school at Shasta College. They go free if it's full-time. You know, some people say, oh, people don't have a chance to for education. California, you go to a community college, and you hop in here, Peter, you go free if you're a full-time student.
For 2 years, yes.
Well, for 2 years, for your and now you're going to have to buy books and that kind of stuff.
Correct. That's free for your tuition.
For your tuition. So. Now, think about the certificate side of this. And people doing welding, heavy equipment operation, logging with the latest logging equipment.
We've had all those groups out here on the radio talking about their programs.
But. Yeah. And the fact is that the hardest part is keeping them there to the very end of their certificate because people are hiring them away from you right
our
there.
Diesel tech or our automotive, we've had those folks in as well. And we find employers, you know, they know our instructors, they know our programs, and they're in there actively asking what students are ready to graduate. So you are correct. We offer quite a number of different career technical programs as well as transfer. So it's a great thing. Back to some of the things with ComEd that Lori was talking about, though. One of the things that we're talking about at the break was different programs that we don't have in the catalog, but that people might want. You know, we were talking about social media.
Yeah, and just during the break because it's become in digital advertising and all those things. That's just gotten huge.
Right. So I was wondering if Lori could talk about that and if there was somebody out there who, you know, had an idea for a program and maybe what that looks like and how to contact her.
So that's what we rely on when developing classes for the community is the community feedback. And so, like the suggestion you made, that's going to be something I take back to the office and actually work on putting together for the next semester. But if the community, you know, looks at our catalog and thinks, wow, I sure wish they had this, that, or the other, then they can call our office and then give us our ideas. You know, we want to hear the ideas of what the community wants, and we'll put that together as best we can. So if they were to call our office at 530-395-8561, tell me your ideas, and we'll get them in the catalog as best we can. And then for people who maybe have a skill set or a hobby that they want to share with the community and actually teach a workshop, we're always looking for talented instructors that will come in and offer great workshops to the community for people to learn new hobbies. So we're looking for those who want to teach and those who want to take classes, and we want that feedback.
Oh, we could have classes like Outside the Wire in Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't know. We've got a lot of veterans around here to probably teach that class. What's it like when you go outside the wire? What do you do? Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, that's great because there are people in this town, they may have just retired or they're not retired, that have all of these capabilities, can teach a class that truly interests people.
Exactly.
And that they can use in their life, you know, in their lives or their businesses. So, and that's one of the great things about Shasta College is that you all are open to all of these ideas. You're not just stuck right here, that you'll expand, you know, your course offerings. Excuse me. Your course offerings and all of that. So,
well, we've long held that we are the community's college, right? And that's the great part that community colleges in California really have that niche market. So it's slightly different than the CSUs or the UCs.
Well, smaller classes, the same grade education, a seamless transition to a four-year university if that's what you want.
Correct.
You can take a horticulture class, and after that 2 years, you can walk out and get a job in any place in the United States, probably any state, maybe not Alaska, but who knows? They have growing seasons there.
Well, so many of the programs that we do offer, and Carl, you know this because we've had a lot of them out here on the radio, dental hygiene, right? You go through our dental hygiene program or our nursing program. These are programs that can provide for you a career that produces not just a livable wage, but a great career for the duration. So we have a number of different programs that do, you know, fill that, but also, as you mentioned, transfer. And you can be transfer ready. let's not forget we also offer a bachelor's program ourselves with health information management. So, and that's something that our community, especially with all the healthcare needs, we desperately have a need to fill that. So,
there's always a need for healthcare workers. There's always a need for information management. There's always a need for mechanics. There's, you know, and people will take 2 years, move on to the agricultural side from your farm, and get jobs out there working for the government or for private industry out there. From these young people that are out there managing your farm, it's amazing all the things that a community college does offer. And if you just want to go out there and take classes like we've been talking about, why not? You know,
and these are non for credit. These are very short term.
Yeah,
and the day trips. So we try to reach everyone within the community and serve, again, the needs of all of our constituents. You know, we've also had fire technology out here, and
we forgot
to mention them.
People remember Liam that used to work here as our producer.
Mm-hmm.
Liam's going to graduate, I think it's April 27th, something like that.
Okay.
Well, I know.
From the Fire Academy.
From the Fire Academy.
Okay.
And he texted me the other day. He says, I gained 25 pounds of muscle. And he was a runner, you know. And I can't wait to see him, and I can't wait for him to graduate because he's all fired up about this.
Oh, dear.
To go work for Cal Fire. And he's graduating at the right time because fire season is starting.
Right.
So, you know, so we've got like a firsthand knowledge of things that people go out there. To find a profession, a very, you know, well-paying professions out there.
You know, we were just out at First Fridays downtown on Friday.
Yeah.
And every time we turned around, people were coming past us, and they were Shasta College graduates, or they have kids in the program. So it is so gratifying to know we're serving the community that way.
Well, Lori Berry, Director of the Community Education and Business Training Center, and Carolyn Ogilvie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you
for having us.
Oh, it was a real pleasure. Now, like I said, tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I may or may not be here because I've got to load horses into trailers and see what happens after that. Anyway, have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day out there today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. And God bless America.